Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back. 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me, we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson, the author of The On-Demand Brand. That's one of his books. Find all the others, that one and all the others, wherever books are sold. Also at imetheson.com, I-M-E-T-H-I-E-S-O-N.com, right? Is that right, Rick?
E-H-I-E-S-O-N, yeah.
There you go. So check it out. We're talking about email marketing. Wrap it up for us, Rick. What do we need? What else do we need to know? What's the last thing we need to know about email marketing besides the fact that, folks, it still works?
Yes, no, the key thing is it is working, and you need to be relevant when you are talking to folks via email. We touched on this earlier. These should not be completely blind or generic emails trying to line up business for something. You have to really think about that recipient and what they are interested in. There are new systems that are going to be coming to small businesses in the next couple of years, systems like Sitecore, which is very enterprise now, where Jim, you're in New York, but you're based out of Alabama, and you are within, you know, two blocks of the Flagmark store for the, you know, bike you bought 3 weeks ago. You may get an email or a text message saying, you know, hey, you know, come on in for the new helmet to go with that bike. Obviously, careful, you know, people don't want to be creeped out by all
right.
of this. It needs to be, you know, organic, and the customer does need to feel like they're in control of things. But as that relationship builds over time, you know, should be, you know, something that your recipients look forward to and have fun. If
well, as long as they, as long as you have built the relevance beforehand, as long as there's a level of trust, and you've never abused them before, and you and you've done nothing but give them good service and give them good value, then you've earned the right to push it to the point where they say, okay, you know, even if I don't like what they've just done, they haven't abused us before, and they'll let you do it. They'll let you get away with it a little bit. I mean, I do that, and for example, if I go to a company that I do business with, and I put something in the shopping cart and don't check out, I don't buy it. If they send me an email saying, hey, did you forget something in our shopping cart? That I don't care for that. I wish they wouldn't do that. But because it's a company that I actually know a little bit, I'll give them some slack on that one.
Yes. No, in truth, and that is a big you know, mode of email delivery right now, is that, you know, abandoned cart. But your recipient should be looking forward to it. You should have that balance where you're not overwhelming their inbox, you know, every day.
Right.
And if you should have one core team, if you've got a team working on it, if you're, you know, just you as the business owner, because you don't want different groups within the company sending out emails, you know, where everybody's just being overwhelmed with them. But if you make them fun, you know, there's a great company called Chubby's. It's one of my new favorite, you know, little small brands where it's just weekend wear. And you look forward to the
Chubby's,
you know, the email blast. Chubby's. So it's a C-H-U-B-B-I-E-S.
That sounds like the kind of store I should be shopping at, Rick.
Oh, it's fun. And they just have great copy. It's a great personality.
Sound like they'd have my size.
Yeah, you and me both.
I wonder how many women shop at Chubby's. That's what I'd like to know.
I think it's mostly guys. But
I think so, too.
Yep.
I'm going to ask my wife about that. Honey, would you buy anything from a store called Chubby's?
Chubby's? Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But it's a fun brand, and they know how to use email.
Yeah, and so that isn't that a good way to do this, is to look at the companies that you allow to come into your world and try to model after those?
Absolutely. And step it back once, so you really know what you're doing. So don't emulate them completely, and don't use a fake tone of voice. Don't force yourself to be fun. But if you do have a fun brand, you know, any brand can have a little bit of humor where there is that fun conversation where I know this brand.
Right.
We can talk this way to each other.
Don't you also think that every so often, if not every other time, it should be something you've contributed to them that doesn't even offer to sell them anything? I call it contribute first, contract second.
Yes, absolutely. The selling email should come few and far between, actually. They
right.
should be, you know, once in a while, just some content.
Contributor,
one of my
yeah.
favorite things, yeah, yeah. One of my favorite things trends right now is almost the blog, you know, in mm-hmm. email form
yep.
using these dynamic emails
mm-hmm.
where I'm just getting content that I'm interested in and I've said I'm interested in. It's
yep.
not telling me anything, or at least not overtly, but it keeps the brand in, you know, top
right.
of mind.
Top of mind. That's the key. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jim.
Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.